Sisters and brothers, when Joel Bacon interviewed Ira Jackson, a former Boston banker and head of the John F. Kennedy School of Government Center for Business and Government at Harvard, as part of his research for his book or film, The Corporation, The Pathological Pursuit of Profit and Power, the Harvard Eminence Grise said, according to Mr. Bacon, that the problem with capitalism is that we have a global theology without morality, without a Bible, and that's dangerous, he warns. We're not going to be able to exist in a global context if we're the bastards of our business. Capitalism needs the moral equivalent of the Communist Manifesto, a manifesto for capitalism, unquote. And I read the corporation a little different now, that it's not about profit and greed, but it is about the pathological pursuit of power. So a manifesto for capitalism, Mr. Jackson said we needed, or excuse me, power needed, needs. And then a few eye blinks later, or when they but turned around, they had just such a book, although its authors protested much too much that it was a manifesto, in fact, for us, for we the people. I'm referring to the book Empire by Michael Hard and Antonio Negri. I mentioned a couple shows back that I came across some really interesting books, which is why I created that new page, because I feel that we have to start thinking about global actions. And I was very grateful that I happened upon these books, which serve that thought process perfectly. And this book was one of them, not having known about it at all at the time it was published. I was knee-deep in wire and an MC and learning how to run conduit, you know? But when that book came out, it was Power's attempt to come to grips with the nation state. One of the blurbs on the back reads, quote, "What Hart and Negri offer is nothing less than a rewriting of the Communist Manifesto for our time," said Slavoj Žižek. He discreetly omitted whose manifesto it is. Drawing heavily on Spinoza and Hegel, Hart and Negri made the official proclamation, "Revolution was no longer needed. It had arrived when we blinked our eyes." But their search for heart went unrequited. So instead they rummaged in their bin of recyclables where power hangs, its best propaganda. They unearthed some choice bits in the hopes that if washed up fresh, they could get us to hang ourselves with it. But that tattered old find called objectified mind proved too rank to claim any takers. And now power thinks that because we blinked, they can con us into seeing them as planetary saviors. So in this show, and probably for a few more, I'd like to return to this question raised by our conversation with Nelson Peary. That being, what are the organizational forms of our resistance and of the new social arrangements that we create? We really got to start thinking this through. Otherwise, we're treading water, doing what all the previous generations have already tried unsuccessfully to do, because it's pretty obvious. Every day, every second, that we don't take our lives back, things get worse.